Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Taft Union High School remains closed today after a 16-year-old walked in last week with a shotgun and critically injured one of his classmates. As news crews pack up and leave Kern County, Alice Daniel tells us the town is still in a state of shock over the incident.
Oil drills rhythmically nod up and down in the desolate landscape surrounding this community 30 miles west of Bakersfield. Taft itself seems to move at the same pulse, slow and steady. It's a low-key town of 10,000, and just about everyone here, including Taft Union High student River Livingston, describes it as safe.
Well, that's probably like the one town in California nobody would expect a gunfight to break out or anything like that.
Over at the Landmark Eatery, Joe's Restaurant, waitress Loretta Cross agrees.
We come to work about 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, we unlock the door and we're not worried about what's going to happen.
But on Thursday, a student walked into a science classroom at the high school and opened fire with a 12-gauge shotgun he took from his brother. He critically injured a fellow classmate, 16-year-old Bo Cleveland. He then tried to shoot another student before a teacher and a campus supervisor talked him into putting his gun down. Standing outside the stately Art Deco High School, parent Brandy Boulevard Forsty says the campus supervisor, Kim Fields, acted quickly.
And he didn't give it a second thought because he cared about not only the kids that were in danger, but he's the kind of guy that he cared about that kid that's shooting people. He didn't want him to get hurt either.
Kennedy Sorensen, a junior, says the campus went into lockdown, but she initially thought it was just a drill.
Then we heard that someone got shot. All of a sudden, the cops, FBI guys, busted in. They're like, hands up. Everyone put their hands up. And that's when it really hit me that this was not a drill.
Authorities are investigating reports that the shooter had been the object of bullying and kept a list of students he wanted to kill. Classmates describe him as a quiet kid who was suspended last year for making threats against other students. Freshman Tony Vargas says he once saw him at a Halloween haunted house where students were dressed up.
And he was like a butcher, so he brought a real knife. It's kind of creepy, weird in a way, but I didn't really think about it.
A hamburger with fries.
At Joe's Restaurant, waitress Janice Kidwell says the media initially swarmed the town. There was even a call from the BBC. But she says some news people soon got bored.
One of the guys said that they're going to be packing up and leaving because there's no story here. I said, thank God.
Inside the West Kern Oil Museum, volunteer Jan McCall says Taft sits in one of the largest oil fields in the country.
We are currently in the Lakeview Gusher exhibit area of the museum.
McCall says the town's history includes the 1910 Lakeview Gusher, an oil spill so large people could actually take boats out on it. The town still has a bit of an Old West feel to it, and McCall says gun ownership is a right many people value.
We have a lot of gun owners, a lot of hunters, and so they're a little bit protective of their, you know.
The local gun store, 10% Firearms, is owned by a history teacher at Taft Union High. Its website touts a recent huge increase in gun sales and shows videos of the owner demonstrating semi-automatic weapons. Back at the high school, student Kennedy Sorensen now knows life can change in an instant.
Everyone gets along usually, except all of a sudden this one crazy thing happens and the whole world knows your school name and you're that school. It's unreal. It really just feels like a giant dream and I just need to wake up.
Classes are scheduled to resume tomorrow, but Sorensen and others say they will never look at the high school the same way again. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Taft.
Today, as part of our occasional series, What's Your Story?, we'll hear from Carrie Gutierrez, who began working with at-risk youth after she herself was shot in the face as a teenager in Oakland.
I was just in the car, and all of a sudden I started to feel like I was getting electrified. And it was really intense shocks from, like, the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. The guy that was driving, my friend, start screaming that he's been shot. I reached over to him to try to help his hand, and that's when he looked at me, and he was like, oh my God, Carrie, it's you. They shot you. They shot you. And I touched my face, and my hand just went inside of my face. 5 days later, I wake up at Highland Hospital, and My hands are tied to the hospital bed. I feel like I can't breathe. I have tubes coming in and out of my nose and out of my mouth. It was hard. Some of my family members are, you know, gang related, and so is my brother. And, you know, I remember my uncle asking my brother, who did it? Where are they from? What are we going to do? Are we going to get them? And things like that. And I couldn't talk, but I was just like, no, like, this cannot happen to anybody else. While I was at the hospital, I was connected with an intervention specialist, and her name is Tammy Cloud. I got out of the hospital a month later, and Tammy comes to my house. And so she was like, I think you should come to this program and talk to the high school students about, you know, your experience with getting shot and what you think about life now and how you think about life now.
Well, we're talking about gun violence. We're talking about gangs, family violence, dating violence. These are tough issues, right? And sometimes...
Besides my personal story, I teach them a curriculum about violence. It makes me feel like I make a difference. It makes me feel really hopeful because I'm a victim to the violence that happens in Oakland. And I'm one of the many victims. And when you talk to someone and you give them an example of, you know, what can happen, I think they really soak that in and they think twice about hanging out with people who are gang-related or even picking up a gun. Ever since then, honestly, I feel like getting shot happened for a reason.
Carrie Gutierrez is a violence prevention educator for Youth Alive, an Oakland nonprofit with a mission to prevent youth violence. That's the California Report for Monday, January 14th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.